USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Sources say House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is expected to urge Republicans to back a short-term funding bill with disaster relief that could avert a partial government shutdown. This after Republican lawmakers blocked another stopgap bill yesterday. The U.S. is on the brink of a fourth partial shutdown in the past decade as the chamber has been unable to pass legislation to keep the government funded after tonight. More than 25,000 workers are on strike against Detroit automakers after another 7,000 walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday. United Auto Workers expanded its strike to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike is entering its third week. A massive wet weather system is moving on from parts of the Northeast, but plenty of damage was done, and there's a heroic rescue to report in New Jersey.
Folks who live in the Northeast looking to dry out after record rain hits towns in New Jersey and New York City. Flash flooding, a huge problem in Brooklyn, and water cascading into the New York City subway system, causing flooding and signal issues in the train system. Flooding on the Grand Central Parkway as people tried to get to LaGuardia Airport to catch flights. Record-breaking rain over at JFK Airport, where almost 8 inches of rain hit. In Fairfield, New Jersey, about 25 miles from the city, a man rescued by a police officer as his car fills with water. The officer putting the driver on his back and carrying him to safety in waist-deep water.
Laura Winters reporting. Authorities in Illinois say there are multiple fatalities after a semi-truck carrying toxic anhydrous ammonia overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield last night. Residents near Teutopolis have been evacuated due to dangerous air conditions. Hazmat crews have been working to contain the toxic chemical. There is no word yet how many people died or were injured. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
A former contractor for the IRS is charged for leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest individuals. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two unnamed news outlets. Court documents state the organizations published articles based on records, some which dated back more than 15 years. The former contractor faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Reselling concert or sporting event tickets, you may have to pay taxes on that income.
The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to an updated form, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent Eras tour.
John Schaefer reporting. Police in Las Vegas announced an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested in the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. The Navy will begin random testing of Special Operations Forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs starting in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Naval Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.